This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So let me go back to a poll we had. This was about 2 weeks ago. We had a poll. It was a very simple question. Who should bet lead off for the Phillies? And I was really surprised by the results of the poll, which became a runaway for one player. And that player was Trey Turner. And 61% of people in our poll said Trey should lead off. 20% said Kyle Schwarber, who's obviously done it the most over the last couple of years. And 19% said Bryson Stott. They were the only
three. That's pretty close, though.
What's
I think
close?
That's incredible.
What's that?
20% was Schwarber.
Yeah.
And 19% was Bryson Stott, because Bryson Stott has not done it.
Well, clearly. But what's like incredible Schwarber is that Trey Turner blew these guys away despite being a disappointing Philly. So today at 215-592-9494, I'm going to ask this question to everyone. Whether you think it should be Trey Turner or not, give me the – do you trust him?
No.
Trust Trey?
Do you trust Trey Turner?
Ugh.
That's the question. I'm asking that question directly to everyone listening right now at 215-592-9494.
No.
Because if he leads off, he gets the most at-bats on the team. Do you trust Trey Turner?
Don't you trust Bryson Stott? Forget about last year's injury that we now know is the reason. You know, his elbow is the reason he was trying to do too much in the second half.
But he was never much of a walker, and I value that.
He was always a shrewd. He's gonna see everything. He's going to take things that he needs to take. He's always seen a ton of pitches. He's done what needs done, I think. I mean, I think he's swung when, you know, I think he's always... I've always admired the way he's gotten after it, and I think pitchers have hated to see him. Even though he's a young player, he's been much more, I don't know, advanced or
well, he was older, until he wasn't. Yeah,
or
I know.
Ahead of schedule.
No, I agree with that. Until last year, that's true.
He was injured, seriously injured, and I know that what we're talking about here is mental. I know that he can get back up there and he can, you know, get back to what he does well. He was always just a baseball head.
Well,
and he's still that.
All right, but here's the thing. I want to draw out from everyone. Trey Turner, do you trust him? I got 61% of people in a poll saying he should be the leadoff hitter. I looked up the stats this morning. Trey Turner played three quarters of the season last year, which was actually more than I thought. Because remember when he had that hamstring injury, I thought he was out a little longer. He played three quarters of the games. Ready for this, Rhea? 27 walks. It's bad. Now, he had a 295 batting average, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But 27 walks, I mean, his on-base percentage was like a decent degree lower than Schwarber. Schwarber got on base 366. Trey got on base 338. Obviously, the primary difference is Schwarber walks, Trey doesn't.
Well, would that be because Trey would be swinging at ball four when it was 50 feet outside?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
That's probably
Seltzer, simple question. Do you trust Trey Turner?
So I trust him more than it sounds like people in this room trust him. I mean, like even his 338 on base percentage last year was better than Stott was 2 years ago on base wise. And you know, I think it's going to come down to whether Harper's willing to bat second for me or not. If Harper will bat second, I'm fine.
You know what? Can I amend real quick?
Sure.
It's going to come down whether Rob Thompson tells him about sex.
Sure, same thing. Yeah,
no,
whatever.
But you,
I,
you
no, no, it is different. It is different. I get your point, okay, but yeah. I don't know that they will.
I get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
So if Harper's willing to bat second, I'm fine with them mixing it up a bit. But if Harper's going to bat third, then Schwarber should lead off. Like, this is silly.
I agree.
Like, I agree. This has not been the issue. Like, if you want to mess with things because the lineup has gotten stale and you need to change something, I can get down with that. I can understand it. But, just changing it to change it seems silly to me.
I agree. All right, so I asked everyone at 215-592-9494, who should lead off? Again, our poll was really a runaway for Trey. Who should lead off? And do you trust Trey Turner? 215-592-9494, your chance to win a really cool prize. We'll get to that shortly. Dan in Philadelphia right now. What's going on, Dan?
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
Doing great, Dan.
Great, dude. Listen, I don't mean like the old adage, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But Schwarber. The only problem with that is I feel like that eventually hurts us when we get to the playoffs. So I don't agree.
I don't think that's why they've lost in the playoffs.
They came two games of winning the World Series that way.
Yeah, I don't think it actually did hurt them in the playoffs. I think guys having their head up their heinies hurt them in the playoffs. I think players like Jeff Hoffman being injured hurt them in the playoffs. I don't think they lost because Kyle Schwarber batted leadoff. I just don't.
All right, well, I do. I feel like the small ball evaporates with him as leadoff when you get into the playoffs.
Well, I'll say this, Dan. As bad as their offense was last October, it could have been worse if Trey batted more than Schwarber. Could have been worse. Just imagine that.
Well, that leads to the question of do you trust Trey?
That's the question. That's right.
Right. So it's a weird mix of what you want and what works, and then eventually what doesn't work for me.
Right.
As for the Eagles, so this is the price of winning the Super Bowl, right? Usually, so it's hard to get back. You do start to lose good players, but we do have the younger players to move into these positions, and I know we did the Nick Sirianni victory lap last week or so, but this is where it's going to be really important for him to be able to replace these older players with the younger players.
No question. Dan, this is where the guys like Belichick and Reed, who I'm sure right now admire Sirianni more than they did 2 years ago because Sirianni just won a Super Bowl and had a tremendous year. But the guys like Belichick and Reed that did it year after year after year after year, they're like, all right, buckle up, buddy. Let's see what you got for the next 10 years. Because it's hard to maintain, man. It's really hard.
Well, the good thing is we have the potential players to fill in. You know, it's not like we're looking for players. We have these scoffs, you know.
And they got Howie. I mean, part of this is just replenishment. And Howie is better at it than most general managers, obviously.
And Vic Fangio. So that works as well. And, I mean, this is the tactic they did use for Slay, 2 years ago, where they didn't release him, but they said they were going to release him, and then they ended up making a deal. But I kind of agree with Jimmy. I don't think he wants to play for $1 million. So
No.
But that's that, boys.
All right, my man. Dan, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. All right, we have a really good prize to give away today. And by the way, we'll be giving it away for the rest of the week, four times, one each day. A pair of tickets today. John, you're going to like it. A pair of tickets.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
To see this guy. Clapton.
No way.
In town. September 13th. Which, if my math is right, will be about 2 weeks before the Phillies clinch the NL East.
Eagles will be 2-0 by then.
Eagles will be...
Ice, James.
1-1. The schedule's going to be hard.
Oh, Joe!
Let's at least have a banner night without a lightning storm that delays the game for an hour.
Yeah, that's
remember
for
that
sure.
Nonsense? All right. Eric Clapton tickets, guys. You know, big deal. Eric Clapton. It's going to be in town at the Wells Fargo Center September 13th. This ticket, this concert, by the way, just announced. So Clapton in Philly in September. Tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Excuse me, they go on sale. Oh, yeah, this Friday. That's right. This Friday at 10 a.m. So tickets not even yet on sale. And of course, when they are on sale Friday at 10, you can get them at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. But you can also win them today. Right here on our show. Imagine that. We give away the tickets before they're even on sale. All right, here's how you win them today. So, John, I was looking it up earlier this morning, and today is an anniversary day for the, I would say, really quality magazine, People Magazine. It's entertained us through the years. Some people have a subscription. Most people just grab it for 3 minutes in a supermarket, you know, aisle or whatever. But People Magazine debuted back in 1974. It was March the 4th, 1974. So we got 51 years of People Magazine, and obviously their thing is they cover celebrities like Eric Clapton. Today I ask you this question. Since 1974, put another way, John, in the People Magazine era, who is the most interesting celebrity? Who is the most interesting celebrity? Ladies and gentlemen, I pose this to you. We're going with the word interesting. Not great, not bad, not fascinating, although fascinating is part of interesting. Who is the most interesting celebrity since 1974? Best answer, whoever provides it, wins the tickets to see Eric Clapton. John, I will not be taking a haymaker, and I would encourage our panel here to also not take a haymaker. Let's see where the top 10 guys and gals go against each other. John, most interesting celebrity since 74 is who?
Yeah, I think he's flawed enough that no one would definitely pick him. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a lot of amazing
things. He's up there.
Things,
but he's up
also
there.
A lot of very, you know, really awful things that people have taken note of. You know, a flawed human being, but man, he worked hard and achieved a lot.
I'm a big Arnold fan.
Me too.
Big fan of Arnold.
And if it starts in 1974.
Yeah, it's right around.
He started winning Mr. Olympia right around 1972 and just took off with him.
Arnold.
You know, year after year after year.
Yeah.
Best in the world.
All right, Seltzer, interesting celebrity in the People Magazine era. Who do you got?
Yeah, this isn't a winning answer, but we don't know a ton about him, and he has the ability to play serious, to be the weirdest, funniest guy you've ever seen. Jim Carrey has always interested me.
He's a different dude. There's no question.
He is so... I saw him do the coffee thing with Jerry Seinfeld. I was like, whoa, dude, you are out there.
Strange cat.
He is. He really is. Rhea, when you think interesting and you think since the mid-70s, what do you got?
Paul Newman. Absolutely great actor. Yeah. Oscar nominations in 5 different... It was a great race car driver and owner, and he loved to cook so much, he started giving away, you know, his sauces and dressings to his friends and market it. Newman's Own, which went to charity. But I just thought he was very... Nobody's fool, slapshot. Great movies.
All right. There are obviously, I mean, there, to say the least, there are literally thousands of answers. There have been at least thousands of well-known celebrities since the mid-1970s. People magazine era, who in your opinion is the most interesting? Let's see where the answers go. 215-592-9494. Let me also get to not one but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which are brought to us today by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. So we've talked a lot about the big four Eagles free agents, and we mean that as no disrespect to the Kenny Gainwells and the Brandon Grahams and all these other guys that, you know, to varying degrees you'd like to see the Eagles keep. But the big four, we all know, because of their age and their skill, are Bond, Becton, Milt Williams, and Josh Sweat. Put them in whatever order you want, but Bond, Becton, Milt Williams, and Josh Sweat, the big four of free agency. We ask you this question, and we're now getting, what, 6 days away from this thing getting, you know, crazy next Monday. How many are they going to keep? That's the Twitter poll question. How many are they going to keep? Now, Twitter, John, only lets us have four choices. I wish we had five. Zero, one, two, three, four, right? Five, right? Is five choices. But they don't give us five choices. So here's how we group them. Choice A is zero, which James and I determined is a better chance than keeping four. I think there is a 0% chance they keep four.
I think we all agree on that, right?
I mean, come on.
Like, there's no way they keep all four. All right,
not going in the update, Joe.
No. So choice A, they keep zero. Choice B, which is my inclination of what it will be, is they keep one. Choice C, two. Choice three. Choice D is three or four. Three or four. All right, get vote on that. Here's the other Twitter poll question. John, gut feeling, right out of the chute. You don't know where this question's going. I'm going to ask it to you. Give me your answer in 5 seconds, yes or no. Second poll question. Will Darius Slay be an Eagles Hall of Famer?
Yes.
It's really borderline. Rhea, 5 years here, Super Bowl, really good.
Two Super Bowls,
not,
one win.
I know, yeah. Not 10-year guy. Is he an Eagles Hall of Famer?
I would say yes.
No.
No?
I don't think he is.
He's really close.
But
we're going to get
really
into this
close.
Thing, though. Like, and we always talk about this. There's a lot of candidates. The 2017 team has a ton of people coming through. This team is going to have a ton of people coming through. Like, I get it. But, maybe he gets in way down the road. But I don't think it's going to be, like, a clear, definite Eagles Hall of Fame.
I think it's right on the line.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.